You can get WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group here today. Turn it back up to Abe. You are, it's all yours.
And you have W2FBR in the Mobile. Hiya, Moby.
Hey, I just got to support the group over here. I guess we got to put a little bit of time. I wonder if there's anything new over there. Nothing new over here. Trying to stay warm with this rotten weather. Supposed to rain for a couple of days. Haven't been doing too much in ham radio. Just doing some cleaning up on the outside during the weather. And hitting a couple of the flea markets. Picking up a couple of little things here and there. A couple of scanners and this and that. We missed you over at the Hall of Science. It was a fairly nice crowd over there. So, let's see if anybody else would like to join us.
W2FBR Mobile, Prime Business Radio. Hi, Abe. Hi, Moby.
Alright, W2FBR. How are you doing there, Steve? Yeah, we're doing good. I just got back from the old-timers club group there. The power group gets together once a month. And depending on what time, you either do it on a Tuesday or a Thursday, you try to open it. Because the guys work rotating shifts and try to catch everybody. But just walked into the house, turned on the light. It's 61 degrees in the house. I'm told I was listening to WOR weather, and it's 38 degrees out in New York City right now. It's going down. It's half past October, quarter to Christmas. Back to you, Steve.
Okay, Lobby, very good. Yeah, timing was very good. I'm just on my way home. I made that phone call I was telling you about, and my son was a little upset that I wasn't taking him tomorrow, but I tried to make up for it a little bit tonight. So instead, what I did was I went over and picked the trio up and took him out to dinner with me. So. And I'll do the same thing on Sunday. So it won't be a total washout as far as seeing him is concerned. Get a chance to see the kids a couple of times anyway. Anyhow, yeah, you're not kidding. Half past October and a quarter to Christmas. It's getting awfully cold, awfully quick. And not so much the cold I mind. It's the dampness and general, you know, enhanced humidity, it's kind of tough. Anyway, let me let this thing drop. Turn it back to you, Lobie, rather than sit here and babble. W2AXZ with the K2IRT group, W2FBR Mobile.
Alright, W2FBR and the K2IRT group, W2AXZ. As I said, I've been running around outside today, and I really didn't feel it that much, but coming home, the wind has picked up. It's pouring rain here in my neck of the woods in Brooklyn, and I had to unload the truck with a bunch of stuff. Tomorrow, I'm going to be meeting up with Charlie Sachs at Picton Yard. Charlie's going to check out the R-40s, and then we're going to stop off at the power control room in Picton Yard and let him see the shop there. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow. It'll be Dynamo Day. I'll be spending a little time with my little toy. And about time, too. Not neglecting it, but I just, you know, between everything else that's falling apart. Hey, what the heck. I've gotta have a little time to do something that keeps me happy there. Bear with me one second. Let me drop it, pick it up, and let's make an official start of this.
Alright everybody, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. We have a chance to meet here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 for a general chat about anything between ham radio, trains, whatever happens to be on the table or whatever you happen to throw out. You don't have to be a member of New York City Transit, buses or subways, just check in and be part of the discussion. We've got Abe out there, we have Steve. Pause for a moment and see if we have any other additional check-ins. Come on in.
KB2VQ check-in.
KB2YZX.
KB2VEQ, and we got YZX. Come on in, VEQ. How you been?
Doing fine, Lobie. Everything is A-OK over on this end. Working down in the basement trying to put another floor in. One of these floating floors. Got the wood, and so the big job is cleaning up, taking everything out so I can start. And I got another project coming up as soon as they deliver this. I had a door made for a customer, and as soon as they deliver it, I think any day now, they'll tackle that, and that'll be a moneymaker. So one for me and one for them. This is KB2VQ. I'll let it go around.
Whiskey Romeo.
Got Andy out there. AM2WR. Okay, Val. Definitely. Those wooden
floors.
That's an interesting thing. I'm getting ready to redo my little radio show. My carpet is... got everything and make it look new again. Tired of looking at all the squares on the floor there. Alright, let's pick up Charlie now. WB2YZX. How you doing, Charlie?
Okay, good evening all. I don't know exactly who's in there. I think Steve is in there. I think you mentioned Abe also. I'm not sure. But good evening to everyone. And what's the story with Sunday? Is that put on hold for now?
All right. I was emailing back and forth with Wally. We're going to see what the weather is tomorrow. There's a good chance if it's going to be windy and rain, and that's what I've been hearing on the weather. We'll have to put it off for another weekend. So just keep an open ear, and maybe sometime tomorrow if the gang isn't around, if you don't get the email, call Wally and you'll have the final answer. It's kind of like something on a TV show. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. If not this Sunday, next Sunday, no big deal. So I'm available. So that's it for now. Back to you. WSUAXZ, WB2YZX.
Right, I'm reaching for the wrong microphone. I'm holding on to the D104 instead of the ham mic again. I should plug the D104 in and use that. All right, let's give it up to Charlie. Forgive me, Andy, KF2WR and the K2IRT group. How doing, Andy? A little bit chilly down there?
It's KF2WR, Andy, Woodbridge, New Jersey. I'm almost contemplating putting the heater on, but I just can't bring myself to do it. And let me say good evening, Charlie. I think I heard Val there. Good evening. I hope the party went well tonight, Lobie. I was so close to going, but the wife had to work and I had to get home. So that's how that's going to go, I guess, for the next couple of years. Sitting here at home flying the flight simulator with the model aircraft. It's pretty cool. You get the actual remote control that you would use to fly the model aircraft, and you control the simulator with the actual remote control. And it's just keeping your left on the left and your right on the right, because as it goes up and down the field, you know, it inverts each time. So I'm just trying to train myself to do that. And it's a lot cheaper to crash the virtual model instead of the real one. I built a really nice plane. It's going to be a shame when I wreck it, too. It's a really nice plane. So with that, I'll pass it back over to you, Bob, WA2A2YRT Group. This is KF2WR.
Alright, Andy, KF2WR, WA2AXZ. Well, yeah, I can understand how you feel about the plane. I love the model aircraft area with the model planes. They got the guys flying jets, the helicopters. They see me and they yell, "Don't transmit! Don't transmit!" But I've been there so many times, they know me and they know I'm not going to be that. Crash a couple of $1,000 worth of miles.
gotta be fun. That's gotta be fun, Andy. Like I said, one day you gotta get the one day. A couple of guys have cameras in the front of the plane. And it's just amazing to see what they do. They fly over Gateway National Park, over the preserve, go over the water and come back again. It's a nice hobby. So, yeah, we've got a good group of people here today. We've got Steve, W2FBR in the Mobile. ATQR is out there. VEQ Val. Charlie, YZX. And, of course, yourself. And once tonight, you use Lobby. Again, it's only 61 degrees in the shack. At the top of the hour, I'll be more than happy to fire up the American amplifier. And, So, an outing to Hamels to take the tower down. And all reports so far, it looks like we're going to get a soaking for the next 3 or 4 days. All I'll ask you guys to do, if you want, you email me, give me a phone call on the cell phone, and by tomorrow, we'll know what's going to happen, and we'll probably put a lid on it through. But, again, it's firmly supported. The tower and antenna is not going to go anywhere. But we'll have a chance to take it down when it's safe. I don't want to see anybody get hurt up there. So, with that, let's go up to the top of the list. Abe was the very first one on there. And we'll see what he has to say. And, yeah, Abe, I was running around doing the New York Open House last weekend, so I couldn't get a chance to go get a hand test out there, but tell us all about it. Over to you, Abe.
I gotta run. I have my phone in the other room. Pass me by.
Attention, please. There are current weather alerts or warnings for the local area, including a coastal flood warning, coastal flood watch. Please tune to your local weather radio for details. This is November Bravo 12 via Echo Lake.
Alright, how about for a timely announcement there with the flood watch coming in? Alright, we'll all have to be careful of that. Let's give it up to Steve, W2FBR in the Mobile. It's all yours, Steve.
Okay, Lobby, how am I coming in on the 2-meter side of the system? Am I making it okay?
Beautiful signal.
Okay. I moved down from the UHF repeater off the hub because I'm getting an awful lot of intermod coming through. Sounds like taxi cab base someplace, and it's wiping out the UHF side from time to time. So anyway, I'm now stationary Mobile in the Mobile command post here. This is W2FBR, and yeah, I know firsthand, Lobby, how busy you've been picking up the phone there from time to time. This is going to be interesting if we're getting a soaking, because we are technically still running the low V's tomorrow. If any of you folks out there in the net or who are just sitting there reading the mail, running the IRT museum train tomorrow, leaving Grand Central going northbound around 7:15 on the PM tomorrow night, and going up the Eastside IRT Express, up to 161st Street Yankee Stadium. So we should be leaving Grand Central going northbound from the northbound local track around 7:15 tomorrow. So if you're there at 7 o'clock, it would be a safe bet. As far as I can tell, I'm reporting for work tomorrow, whether there's a rain out or not. So I don't know what will happen if the game is rained out. It may not even run, but I'll definitely call you, Lobie, and let you know if we are leaving the yard. We're scheduled to leave leave the yard at 2 o'clock, but I'll definitely let you know beforehand. So that is my big, great, latest and not so greatest announcement, but it's something a little different anyway. If you can squeeze into a four-car sardine can and go for a ride on something from the teens or 20s, feel free to come on board. So I guess that's about it for the moment. Hope I made the repeater okay. And greetings to Charlie and Val and Andy and Abe. Anyone else who may be listening on frequency. WA2AXD. Call the office number.
I got a little bit busy during the day with a move, so had a late move before I took off to go home. WQAMC with the K2IRT group. W2FBR, stationary mobile in the driveway.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah, shoot.
Yeah, Steve, KF2WR.
I've seen them playing with that train up on the White Plains line during the week. They were moving it up and down on the White Plains line, somebody. It wasn't you behind the controls. It was somebody else behind it. But it looked like they were just having a ball with the thing. And without me, shame on them. Yeah, I went by the number two train. I thought it was you out there playing with it. But, it really looks good, that thing. I have to say, it really looks good. It's nice to see it out there, just, you know, making the moves. Well, if you're up to it, I know you live out here not too far away from me. As a matter of fact, I can hear you on the input, Andy, but if you can hang around tomorrow, if we're running, why don't you squeeze on in and join us? I'm trying to talk Lobi into it, too, if he's able to make it.
What happened? It sounds like a great invite. KF2WR, back over to you. Net control, Bobby.
Alright, take a little break there. KF2WR and FBR, WA2AXE and K2IRT. I tell you, Andy, we had a heck of a good time and took a nice video of Steve driving the train there. They sent that out to Tom. Steve, did you get your copy? Or I think Event's still holding your copy.
No, I... I didn't realize you were shooting video. I was, I didn't realize that you actually burned me a CD. I was gonna, I thought you were just gonna email the stuff to me. I didn't realize you actually, you made a CD.
Yeah, I made two small videos. I made one inside the train. As the train is going along, I got all the passengers holding on to the porcelain straps. And, of course, they have the bologna slicer fans on. These idiots holding the cameras up high, nearly having their fingers cut off, trying to get a high shot through the camera. And then I swung it around. I got the picture of your back in the cabin there. It was a little too dark. Couldn't catch the vision there. But it shows everybody having a good time. And then when you were leaving Yankee Stadium, when I was giving you the high five to blow the whistle, that was a video of you coming by, and I got a picture of you blowing the whistle and then the train leaving, going down the track. And just as that one is leaving, you have one of the new R-140, 142As or 142s coming into the station there. You got a beautiful view of all the...
You know, what's frightening to think about it is the R-142s make for, let me think now, four generations of subway car in the IRT. Low V's pretty much being the tail end of the first generation. You can actually break it down into subgroups, but yeah, you got essentially the first generation and the fourth generation of the latest... Of subway cars all in the same area. It's pretty strange to see that.
WQCMA, repeat, L1148.
Alright, we'll let the repeater do its thing there.
And good. Just to see the smiles on everybody's faces. And you saw that little article I wrote, maybe QST will pick it up, maybe they won't. Usually they just take a couple of paragraphs and a couple of pictures, and I sent it to the editor down there. And if he does, he does. If he doesn't, well, I've tried. But again, as I wrote, everybody was so happy to be on the train, and they were even more happy to be at Yankee Stadium. But when they came to 161st Street and you opened the doors, they really didn't want to go. They kept on wanting to go even further.
Yeah, I know it. It would have been nice to be able to make the run up to Woodlawn and back down, but that would have been a little bit too much with four cars. The intervals over there are so tight that we did a pretty good job blocking the road, trying to squeeze 10 pounds of people in a 5-pound bag, so to speak.
Right. Well, we're going to go down the list there, and we'll ask you more questions about the old beastie as time goes on. Let's just see if Abe came back from his phone call. PQV, you back with us?
Apparently not, so let's give it over to Val, VEQ. We got the K2RT group.
Yes, this is KB2DQ. Good listening to everybody on the first round. Hello there, Steve, Charlie, Abe, Andy, and of course you, Lobie. I didn't really have much to say, and I got to run out of here and pick up my daughter at the Long Island Railroad station in a few minutes. And thanks for getting back to me. And I think I had spoke about projects that I'm working on, but I'm also interested in knowing about your amplifier. You said you were going to light up in a few minutes. I spoke to the guys at HRO about the Amatron 80B. I think it's AL80B, and he was saying to run it off of 220. However, in the book, it only states that it's 110. Will that have to be converted in order to do the 220 line, or is it just a plug and play on the 220 line? Back over to you, Lobie. KB2VEQ.
KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group. No, there are transformer taps that you have to change internally. Depending on it, Mine is the bottom of the line 811 amplifier with the three 811 tubes. And there's a little door in the back that you open up, and you follow the direction. You change the taps from 120 to 208 or 220. You're in New York City, so you've got the 208 tap. There's no magic to it. The only other thing you have to do is change the power cord. You've got to go from a regular 120-volt power cord a 20-amp 220 cord, like an air conditioner cord. So there's no magic to it at all. Again, unless you're going to wire up a disconnect switch, then you can wire it direct. My only suggestion is if you're going to bring a 220 line over to the amplifier, you do throw a master shutoff switch. This way here, if you have to do maintenance or any work like that, you just switch. Excuse me, just switch the little beastie off. That's something I'm going to do when I finally get the room straightened out up here. I'll bring the number 12 three wire 120 208 up here, and make things a little bit more stable.
There's nothing really that I have to worry about, because with 600 watts. I'm just happy to get out around the corner. But down the road, I've been drooling at that double 3500Z amplifier. Back to you, Val.
Roger that. Yeah, I was going to put in a 220 line. Blake suggested 10 gauge 3-wire conduit. And so I was going to pick that up and the 111 box and hook that up and run it to the shack. My box is in the garage, so I'll put a breaker, put it on its own breaker, and then just run it across the side and the back, and then drill in to the basement there and hook up the plug on the wall there. And then the second part is saving up to get the amplifier. KB2VQ, back over to you.
Definitely is a nice little foot warmer, the AZ there. It just gives you a kilowatt and a tad more, and really that's all you need. That's all you need. I'm finding out now that where I am in New York and in my little neck of the woods there, everything is the antenna. If they can't hear you with a spare foot at 100 watts, if you fire it up with 400 to 600 watts and they still can't hear you, they're not going to hear you, so you just turn it off and turn on the TV. must be nice to have this big antenna farm. I keep joking with Russ, K1LRB up in Massachusetts there, and you saw the little thing that I have on the wall in my office. It shows his antenna farm with the towers and the slopers and all sorts of doodads. And I said, that's the ham radio operator's 11th commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's antenna farm. All right, let's give it up to Charlie now. WB2YZX. Come on in, Charlie.
Okay, very good. Speaking of antennas, I had planned today on putting up my clandestine 40 meter long wire antenna, or 40 meters or whatever loads up on it. I have a house next door to me which is unoccupied, and it's becoming a jungle. I mean, there's nobody maintaining it at all. It really looks ugly. What I mean, I could throw a nice piece of wire over there, and no one will notice until someone moves in, and then I can just cut it away. But I was going to do that today, but it's rain, so the heck with it. So, you'd be going crazy work today. A new job pick, and I'm trying to figure out this person's paycheck, went this way, this place or that place, are going spark raving mid. And by the way, now I work in two places. I have a spot, Brooklyn as well as Manhattan, so I have to go back and forth every day. So, hey, what the heck, it's only 8 hours, but got a nice corner office on the 8th floor of J Street there. It is nice, and my boy said to me, you going to put your wig in there, huh? I said, yeah. I got coax, I got wire, I got everything there, so I could get away with that. But we will see. I think you know where it is, Al. You've been in there before. So, enough out of me. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX and the K2IRT radio group, WA2AXE.
I'd like you to kind of have yourself a little bit of fun over there, Charlie. Well, it's always nice to move into a new place and to just set it up just the way you want it. I always worry about the TA, though, the way they move people around. We have the room police. We have the super secret society running around all the buildings and all the locations, trying to sneak rooms and to move crews in. They hit the old central substation at 126 West 53rd, and they started sneaking in RTO there, and got a phone call from Don Sayer, AATDS, and they're sticking him on the third floor. So Andy will probably have a big smile over this. I told Don, well, look, when you move in, just keep aware of the nearest fire exit and get ready to run.
Most people move out of burning buildings only in transit if you move into them.
I know. He's in for a little fun. But we always have fun no matter what.
Hey, we got to tell Don when he moves in, we're going to put an antenna on that roof now, so we'll have to put something up. Well, it depends on how long he stays. The way the system is going, you blink an eye, they keep changing one way or the other. But I'm told this will change one day. I don't know what day, but they keep saying one day. Hey, Charlie, anything else?
Oh, not really. I just kind of find it humorous, but, we moved out of J Street and now move it back in. And it's the third time. I better have that building. What can I tell?
Every other day the elevator breaks down.
We're not that building now. That'll be like the pyramids. That'll be there forever.
You never know. Well, we'll see. Our new Oberfuhrer, what's his name, Jay Walder, has his own agenda. He's made it known that he wants to meet up with CPM and put his own priorities in place. So I can only imagine when he comes in what projects are going to go out. So we just ride through it and we'll get through this all together. I look at it this way. Since I've been there since 1970, and we've been through so many presidents and so many MTA chairmen and bosses and the like, and it's amazing. They come and they go, and the trains somehow still run. Sometimes a few years it runs better. Sometimes it turns into, you know what it turns into. All right, let's give it up to Andy now, KF2WR. And how's he doing down there with the puppy sitting?
Good, puppy's all fed, and don't like the rain and stuff. And, you know, put the thing out in the rain, and it looks back at me like, you know, why is this thing down wet? Why is this thing wet? And you find yourself actually trying to reason with a four-legged creature. It's actually pretty funny. I'm just glad nobody could hear me in the yard talking to the dog. KF2WR.
And we used to have the big, brave German Shepherd. When he had to go out, when I was living out in Long Island, we used to open up the back door, and we had a real big backyard, tore ass out there, and he was so happy running around. But you're right, every time it rains, he had to go, and he runs out, and he just gets about 5 feet out on the porch, and he stops dead, and he goes, wait a minute, what's this? And he tries to sneak back in the house, but we were faster than he is, and we closed the door. Hey, listen, animals are animals. They don't want to get wet first. And I think the last thing you need is a soggy dog in the house chasing around smelling like a wet rug. So, let's stop for a second and do an ID. This is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. And again, we meet here every Thursday night. Unless it's the first of the month, that's when we do our face-to-face meeting. And we're here from 8 to 9 o'clock talking about everything and anything that goes on the table. With that, I'll just see if anyone else wants to check in before we go down the list again. Again, this is K2IRC. Come on in. Looks like that was exciting. Let's see if Abe came back. W2PQR, Abe, did you finish your phone call? Come on in.
Like he's got one humdinger of a phone call, man. I was going to talk to Val for a second there, KB2VEQ. Hey, Val, you're talking about the Ameritron 80B. I don't know if it has the torque start. But, if you have to buy it as an option, I'm going to tell you, it's a good idea to get the thing. The 811 doesn't have a soft start. And when you throw that power switch on, all you hear is the transformer, like somebody hitting with a sledgehammer, lighting up like 50-watt light bulbs. I already blew a couple of tubes in my Ameritron, and what I decided to do is I built a soft start. I went down the test section, got a box, and made a start and run box for it. And it has a nice, smooth takeoff now. Kick it in the first position, and I have a pair of resistors in series with the line. the fact it's 12 and a half ohms at 200 watts. It's just enough to slowly bring the tubes up to speed, and then it puts it on the line, and the amplifier is very happy. And I haven't changed the tube in about 3 or 4 years, I think, since. KB2 VEQ and the K2 IRT group. Come on in.
Thank you for that tip, Moby. I'll be talking to you more about it when I get the amplifier. But thanks for that tip. I think you had mentioned that you had done that before, and you had blown tubes before you had it. So thanks for that information. I think this is going to be my last. I have to go pick up my daughter at the train station. So I enjoyed all the conversation for tonight, and enjoyed hearing everybody from the group. And I will keep in touch with you about the Sunday operations or the lack of. And from this point, I'll just say 73-1 and all. God bless. WA2AXC, KB2, DEQ, and clear.
Hey, Val, KB2, DEQ. You have a great night. Say hi to your daughter for me. And everybody at the house for that matter. Just be safe driving out there. It's miserable beyond belief. Get back in the house, nice and warm, get a chance to get out of the rain. And definitely, we'll definitely keep in touch with what's happening on Sunday. Just want to make sure we do it safe. I don't want to see anybody kill themselves trying to take the beast down. So we'll clear with Val, KBQ, go back up to Charlie, WB2YZX.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, let's see, not much else here, pretty much drawing a blank tonight, so I think I'll just stay on the side for now.
Alright, Charlie, well, as you said, we're sitting here and just chewing the fat, and if you want to kick in anything, you go right ahead and do it there. I'm up here in the shack right now, moving things around, moving file cabinets and books and things. It's amazing how much garbage you accumulate over the years. And I started deaccumulating a lot of stuff. Still, I scratch my head and try to figure out, do I really need this thing? Most of the time, I don't. I had a big throw-out party the other day. The church near me picked up a whole bunch of short sleeve shirts and long sweatshirts from me there, and actually cleaned the closet. I can actually almost see to the back of the closet. So I'll give it a little time, and I'll do a little bit more work over there. So with that, we'll go over to Steve. Let's see if Steve is doing anything, if he's still in the mobile or he decided to go in and warm up. W2FBR, you got the key.
No, we're still out there in the mobile command post, sitting in the driveway. WA2AXC, this is W2FBR. It is getting a little bit chilly in here. Maybe I'll walk down the street and get a cup of coffee and walk back in the house. Let's see, it's 8:35 now. Maybe what I'll do is just go down there, make a coffee, and come back in the car and get back on the radio. Maybe I'll do that. So at least I'll be able to partake in the 73 round if that's the case. I've been dragging my behind quite a bit the last couple of weeks. I don't know if it's the temperature change or just a couple of those late days last week, Lobie. But I think I'm going to pull the big switch tonight and modulate the pillow a little bit earlier. With a little later start time, it really doesn't make any difference, because if I take a later commuter bus in,
I get bogged down with traffic, so I literally have to leave maybe an hour later than normal. So, leave the QTH to catch the 6:40 bus or something like that, and still have to get up to 27 Yard to grab a tool bag and then make my way over to the Bronx with Derek. But it doesn't pay to take something later for fear of getting caught in traffic, and it's the same problem with driving. If I drove, I'd get up there too late, and of course the parking spots are after 8 o'clock are almost non-existent, so it's a little bit of a problem when you have these late starts like this, but we make it work. It's all worth it at the end of the day as far as I'm concerned. A nice, enjoyable haven in a crazy place like what we work in, Lobie, that's for sure. So, let's see, WA2AXD. Don't know if you got any more questions to bounce off me about this tomorrow, but certainly do my best to try and answer.
WA2AXD with my little timeout timer beeping in the background, reminding me I am talking too long. This is W2FDR.
Good evening,
WATCDL. All right. Got CDL checking in, too. And definitely, now you got a bunch of guys getting ready to go out on the trip. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to be out of Picking Yard with Charlie Sachs. As I said, we'll be looking at the R-40s and cleaning up a couple of odds and ends out there. So I can't think of any better thing to do than to go out and look at the trains in the pouring rain. But I'll hang out at the repair shop then. Okay, Steve, hold on one second. Let's pick up CDL and see what's happening on his side. How you doing?
No problem. I'll do all the way back home, Lake.
All right. I hope I'm not doubling. How you doing, Lobie? This is Andy, WHCDL, just saying hello from the car. And, if you're going to go to any flea markets, I just went to Hall of Science over this weekend. I think I mentioned it to you last week. The next flea market. It's this Sunday. Not this Sunday. But a week from Sunday. The last week of... Alright, I'm almost home, so I just want to say a quick hello. And I'm still working down below ground doing my stuff. Back to you.
Sounds good, Andy, and definitely, we'll see what happens. I've been working my tail off. I haven't had a proper day off for the past couple of weeks. Matter of fact, last weekend we did the New York Open House tours at one of the old substations, and I was only supposed to have two groups of 30 people come in, and then I would have been done about 2 in the afternoon. But I pulled up to my substation on 53rd Street, and people were lined up around the corner as if they were all going into Studio 54. Had just about 400 people there for the big museum tours, so yeah, we handled them all, put in long days, and right now I'm only going on a couple hours sleep myself. Last night, a couple of the guys know Joe Cunningham, he's another historian I work with over at the museum. Joe and I got a special invitation to go to the nuclear power plant up at Indian Point. So got up there about 5:30, and we didn't get out until just about 11, 11:15. It was one of those long walkthroughs. You know, usually the public gets this quickie, well, here we are, this is what we do, thank you for coming, goodbye. But we went up and over, around, and through, and underneath the machines, and we saw stuff that people don't normally see up at those nuclear powerhouses. And try as I might, I couldn't find Homer Simpson anyway. So back to you, Andy. One more time before you pack it in. Just happy you had the chance to stop by tonight.
Okay, really good.
Yep.
That's nice. You got the grand tour. Not just the tour. All right, very good. I'm in the driveway now. That's been a long day for me. So, I know what you mean about busy, because I've been busy too. With one thing or another. So I'll let you go back to your nest. I'm just saying hello again. And when I eventually I'll meet you again when I'm in Manhattan, but right now I'm working in Queens. So when this phase of this project is done, then I'll come visit again. Alright, 73, and I'll originally give you a call. I have your number, and talk to you about something that I brought up last week regarding a repeater. We'll talk about that. Okay, 73, WHTDO. Have a good one.
All right, Andy, would you have a good one, too, and go get your rest. I know when this is over, I'm not going to hit 160. I'm going to hit the pillow instead. I'm dragging in this crazy weather. You don't want to just wake yourself up there. Okay, with that, we'll see you with Andy CDL. And give it over to our other Andy, KF2WR, who's babysitting the puppy. Just curious, Andy, is the dog sitting next to you watching you talk on the radio?
Yeah, I got the shack downstairs, the door closed. I'm just so afraid she's going to get in here and just start chomping on the miles of wires that we have in this place. Just, you know, a typical ham shack with miles of wires. And they just see this stuff to play with, so we've got to keep that clear. And, Charlie, good luck throwing that line out the window, Charlie. That sounds like a lot of fun, man. So if we don't put an antenna up Sunday, you might just put one up Saturday. That's what I see.
I'll get it done. Like I say, yes, a lot of the trees are growing in pretty full here. I might be able to get away with having one side in one yard and the counterpoise of the other yard, and maybe the people won't even notice. But you got to do what you got to do.
I told him at my last house that that I do this whole community emergency response thing, and I need that to monitor the airwaves in case there's, you know, a national emergency of some kind. And the neighbors all bought it. That was pretty cool.
Well, of course. And I mean, this is how we get away with doing field day.
That's our premise. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. KF2WR, back to net control.
Yes, and I have a little bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to tell you to. Got the K2IRT group with WAAT, WAX. All I know is that my box of antennas in the basement, I'm just waiting for a couple more papers to come through, and then I'll make the big decision whether or not I'm going to put the tower in the backyard on the chimney. You talk about raising eyebrows, mamma mia. I'm going to have people knocking at my door 24/7. Turn that thing off. You know what's amazing is, I grew up in this neck of the woods. And there were quite a few hams in the neighborhood. And one that I got to know very well. Barely 180 feet away from my present UTH. That was Ralph, WB2GPJ, Great Miles Junk. And, you just drive around the neighborhood, you used to see TA-33s and beams and towers all over the place. Now, I always make it a point when I'm driving, like Jack Horkheimer says on the PBS special, keep looking up. Well, that's what I do. I look up and I try to see, any hams left over here, and you can go for blocks and blocks on end and not see a thing. You just got to get the kids interested. I'm sure that they're more than interested in the rural areas, but the city kids want nothing to do with ham radio. And it's a crying shame, too. But they have their own. Really, I don't want to find out. So, let's go down again. Let's see. Let's try Ed one more time, and then we'll go back up to I don't think I'm forgetting anybody. W2PQR, hey, are you still with us?
1-14-8.
All right. The silence speaks volumes. We'll give it up to Steve one more time. It's getting a little late here, and I don't want to have him out in the freezing cold. He's got to be healthy enough for that train ride tomorrow. W2SBR.
Yeah, I'll soldier through. I'm at it, Lobby. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group, W2FBR. Question before I forget, believe it or not, you talk about hitting the pillow. That's sounding better and better as time goes by. What time do you expect to be over at 53rd Street tomorrow morning? Because if I'm going to be in a lot earlier than I really need to be, I can always swing by. Jump on 8th Avenue Local and go up one stop from the Port Authority. So, what time do you intend on being in, Lobby? Over.
I probably won't be at 53rd until late in the afternoon. I told you, in the morning I'm heading out to Picton Yard to work on the dynamo and meet up with Charlie Sachs. So, but Yvette's got the disc. You just have to call up and hopefully she comes in. She took today off, so she may or may not be in tomorrow. Like everything else, you have to catch them when they get in.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Lobe. You said a couple of times you were going to Pitkin. But just kind of flew out of my head. I didn't know if you were going to the office first and then going out to Pitkin and visiting with Charlie out there. When you see him, tell him I said hello and send him my regards. But, okay. Well, you know what? If by chance, if that being the case, maybe you can keep it with you. If you do intend on going on the trip with us tomorrow night, if we run at all, maybe you can bring the CD with you. If you don't, that's all right. I'll make a special trip or try and catch up with you maybe at one of these meetings one night, which actually, believe it or not, isn't too far around the corner. It's amazing the end of October is coming up. My birthday's in a couple of weeks, on the 26th, so. And the Rutgers Transit Modelers Meet is coming up next Saturday, and I usually do a little bit of grunt work on Friday night. I'll go over there on Friday and meet up with Bill Wall and a couple of the other guys, and provide an extra set of hands and some extra muscles to some of the fellas that have a little difficult time bringing their wares into the gymnasium over at Rutgers. So he asked me to come, and I go there and I help him. So so I got a couple of full weekends coming up. So pretty busy. It'll be good. It's a good therapy for me, Lobe, under the circumstances, if you know what I mean. So let me bounce it back to you and keep the group going. I see it's 10 minutes to 9 already. WA2AXZ, if anything, I'll catch up with you on the telephone somewhere along the line tomorrow if you're out of pitch, and I'll call you on the cell. W2FBR.
W2FBR and the K2IRT, we got WA2AXZ. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll hook up that way. Don't put too much hope in running on the train because I'm going to be spending so much time at 15 yards that when I get to work, if there's any work left. You know, every time I turn around, something's burning or bleeding up there. Yeah.